Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 320 of EdTech Alpha Minute. Today we are talking about the Transforming Education Summit, in particular the action track number 4, digital learning, and about the discussion paper which serves as the basis for discussion in this important event on education, which will take place in New York in September 2022. Today we are more specifically speaking about the principle 3 included in the document. There are 3 principles. We have episodes about each of them and about other aspects of this discussion paper. This is the final version published in 15 of July. This third principle says the title is Facilitate Pedagogical Innovation and Change. What the principle refers, and everybody can come, download the document and make their input, is how the technologies, how the content, how the platforms, how the digital tools can help to not to replicate the school, how the school works now, but in different way, with innovation. We know about the discussion related to technologies in education. Many times we try to use these technologies to replicate it, the system in digital world, but as we know, in all sectors, digital technologies don't try to replicate the system. They are catalyzers for innovation, and the people who use better these technologies in any sector are the people who are able to innovate, to create different approaches. In that, in this case, we need online and virtual environments which meet the needs of the teachers and the students, the learners. I think here it's important to reflect a little bit on this question, because this question sometimes, in my point of view, is discussed too early. What I mean is, before the teachers, the students, especially the teachers and the system, are used and comfortable with the digital technologies, we try to pick these digital technologies and immediately use for learning. And that's a big discussion around technology in education for years. In my point of view, we need to do a different approach if we want to arrive to a very safe place. We must assume the first wave or the first waves of integration of digital technologies in education is to allow the teachers and students to be comfortable with these technologies. Not specifically for learning and teaching, but allow them time to use it. Train them to use it, not trying immediately make applications or develop approaches for education without acquired knowledge how these technologies work. And in my personal point of view, I think this is a big challenge and a big question, because there are an idea that when these technologies arrive to the education system, immediately they should prove they are impacting in the learner capacity to learn, and the methods before can be evaluated if the learner is learning more because they use technologies. Before the system, and not only at personal level, but at institutional level, the system solve the challenges to be comfortable with the technologies. Then, the aim, the principle should be used for innovation, for learning, and we need to be open to that. That's a very important principle included in the paper, but I think it's important also at this stage to consider the need to allow people use these technologies and try to, it takes a few years to be comfortable with them after the technologies are in the school in a massive way. That said, I hope this will be interesting for you. The document is available and all the resources are available. You can come from our landing page and look at that. Thanks for listening, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.